ಏಕದಾ ಉದ್ದಮ ವಿಚರ ಮೃಗಯ ಧನೆ ಮೃಗಾನ್ ಅನುಗತ ಶಾಂತ ಕ್ಷುದಿತ ತ್ರಿಷಿತ ಭೃಶಾಂ ಜಲ ಆಶಯಂ ಅಚಕ್ಷಾನ ಪ್ರವಿವೇಶ ಆಶ್ರಮ ದದರ್ಶ ಮುನಿ ಆಶಿನ ಶಾಂತ ಮಿಲಿತ ಲೋಚನ ಏಕದಾ ಧನುರುದ್ದಮ ವಿಚರಾನ್ ಮೃಗಯಾಂ ವನೆ ಮೃಗಾನನುಗತ ಶ್ರಾಂತ ಉದಿತ ಸ್ತ್ರಿಷ್ಟೋ ಭೃಶಂ ಏಕದಾ ಧನುರುದ್ದಮ ವಿಚರಾನ್ ಮೃಗಾನ್ ವನೆ ಮೃಗಾನುಗತ ಶಾಂತ ಉದಿತ ತ್ರಿಷಿತ ಭೃಶಂ ಏಕದಾ ಧನುರುದ್ದಮ ವಿಚರಾನ್ ಮೃಗಾನ್ ವನೆ ಏಕದಾ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಎ ಟೈಮ್ ಧನು arrows and bow uddama taking firmly vicharan following mrigyan hunting excursion vane in the forest mrigan stacks anugata while following Santa,
Santa,
fatigued, Udita,
hungry,
Trishita, being thirsty, Brisham, extremely, Jalashayam,
reservoir of water,
Achakshkhana,
while searching for,
Pravivesha entered into
that famous
Ashramam
Hermitage of
Shamika
Rishi
Dadarsha
saw
Munim, they say, Asinam, seated, Shantam, all silent, Milita, closed, Lochanam, eyes. Translation. Once upon a time, Maharaj Parikshit, while engaged in hunting in the forest with bow and arrows, became extremely fatigued, hungry and thirsty. While following these tracks, while searching for a reservoir of water, he entered the hermitage of the well-known Samikarishi and saw the sage sitting silently with closed eyes. Please repeat after me. Once upon a time, Maharaj Parikshit, while engaged in hunting in the forest, with bow and arrows, became extremely fatigued,
hungry and thirsty,
while following the stags.
While searching for the reservoir of water,
he entered the hermitage of the well-known Somakrishi and saw the sage sitting silently with closed eyes. Thank you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord is so kind to His pure devotees that in proper time He calls such devotees up to Him and thus creates an auspicious circumstance for the devotee. Maharaj Parikshit was a pure devotee of the Lord, and there was no reason for him to become extremely fatigued, hungry and thirsty, because a devotee of the Lord never becomes perturbed by such bodily demands. But by the desire of the Lord, even such a devotee can become apparently fatigued, thirsty, just to create a situation favorable for his renunciation of worldly activities. One has to give up all attachment for worldly relations before one is able to go back to Godhead. Very important. And thus, when a devotee is too much absorbed in worldly affairs, the Lord creates a situation to cause indifference. The Supreme Lord never forgets His pure devotee, even though he may be engaged in so-called worldly affairs. Sometimes he creates an awkward situation and the devotee becomes obliged to renounce all worldly affairs. The devotee can understand by the signal of the Lord, but others take it to be unfavorable and frustrating. Maharaj Parikshit was to become the medium for the revelation of Srimad Bhagavatam by Lord Sri Krishna, as his grandfather Arjuna was the medium for the Bhagavad Gita. Had Arjuna not been taken up with an illusion of family affection, by the will of the Lord, Bhagavad Gita would not have been spoken by the Lord Himself for the good of all concerned. Similarly, had Maharaj Parikshit not been fatigued, hungry, thirsty at this time, Srimad Bhagavatam would not have been spoken by the Sukadeva Goswami, the prime authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is a prelude. To the circumstances under which Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken. for the benefit of all concerned. The prelude therefore begins with the word, once upon a time. So you can see, it is said that not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Lord. We may be doing so many things. We have got our free will. But ultimately, whatever happens, Lord has got sanction. Without the sanction of the Lord, nothing happens. It is said that, Mameva Bhita Anita. The English, there is other saying that, without the sanction, not a blade of grass moves. So, here, but in detail, a pure devotee can see how things happen. Sometimes strange thing happens, is bewildering. And the pure devotees, they can write purport. So everybody cannot write purport. You can write, other can write. Early days, sometimes movement start and people want to write. And great saint people say, don't write now. One has to be realized so, then he can write. He should be empowered by the Lord or his pure representative. Then he can. You can see Krishna Das Kaviraj. Everybody is asking him to write. Chaitanya Chaitanya, he is a Mahapur's pastime. He didn't die. He went to the Lord, asked for permission. To his surprise, saw the garland fell from the Lord, Govindadev. And the pujari, other, at once took the garland and put on it. Doesn't necessarily every time you do, but the authority says that the Krishna's way took it as a permission of the Lord is permitting. Yes, they put in the garland. Doesn't necessarily mean blindly will follow that. We are not Krishna's Kaviraj. If you do, a lot of complications will arise. So that is why saintly persons come and they show us how to act. That is why Prabhupada wrote a big purport. And according to our ability, we can see. Prabhupada says, read my purport again and again. Many of us say, we don't have answer, so many questions. This is that answer. But there are some ideal questions, there is some ideal answer. So these people deal with this. Why Arjuna was in an awkward position? He is supposed to be a great devotee. Because the Lord created the situation, put him in illusion, so that other or many people are in illusion, so that they can guidance. When are in illusion, what to do? See what Arjuna is doing. Krishna says, I told you this, this, this. Now, you can act as you wish. Jatha icchasi, tatha kuru. Whatever you like, you can do. But if you follow my instruction, then you will be perfect. So do as you like. We have got a little free will, all of us have got. Don't get into speculate. Prabhupada ultimately, Prabhupada one day say, so many devotees ask about this free will, I remember. Prabhupada ultimately, your free will is so little, insignificant. Just ignore, say you have no free will. Just follow the instruction of a Sadguru at Krishna. Sometimes you don't know what Krishna wants. It's there in the scripture. It's not there. See, who is pure devotee of Krishna? You listen to him. Who is qualified? You cannot steal. Check. What the Acharya says, what other sadhus say, there are also other sadhus, advance. Check out. And this way, out of three, what you find two is telling, agreeing, you go in that direction. Make your conclusion right. Sometimes very difficult. Everybody face some bewildering situation. Sometimes devotee cannot understand what to do, why we are put in such situation. Everybody has to go through test. As we advance, more and more bewildering situations, different persons saying different things. Though they are supposed to be maybe pure. But there is also degree of purity. That is a so big purport for God. Coming 10,000 years, it is said, that this will be the guide for mankind. Who do you think we are? We can take guidance from here? No. Prabhupada didn't answer many questions. How many times we read this book? Did you digest all these things? Did you thoroughly read it? No. We have to read all these things. And hardly reading, just as official, something, come to Mangalarati, come to it. Sometimes we do like that. Come to class, then forget. Whole thing, what Prabhupada wrote in the Bhagavad. This is many questions. That's why we find difficulty. We are not surrendered. So God does not respond. Maybe Maya is telling, do this. And we are bewildered. We don't know. Is it Krishna telling or Maya telling? It's natural. It's natural. That is why to teach us, the Lord, the Acharya says, Prabhupada is saying, created the situation. After all, Maharaj Parikshit, born in a family of devotees, pure devotees. The two things are there to become a pure devotee, Prabhupada said. Anybody knows? To be born in a family of pure devotees from his childhood, we are associating with pure devotees, and come in contact with pure devotee, Guru. These two things are very important. It's from the childhood days, somebody is just ISKCON, Prabhupada said, many may not come with a good background, but doesn't matter, you become devotee. Really. And if you are a householder, you make your son, make your daughter good devotee. From childhood, take prasad and nothing else but prasad. And whatever he or she is living a life, is centered around Krishna and nothing else, no materialistic being associated. Associating with materialistic people? No. Then, whatever you are lacking, she or he will compliment it. For compliment, compliment. What is lacking? Prabhupada once said, even in our ISKCON family, Prabhupada was in second, third generation, who knows, demigods may come, may appear, to achieve perfection. And this way, whatever you are lacking, they will complete it. Your son, make them very good Krishna conscious devotees. So Prabhupada established Gurukulas throughout the world. Sometimes things may get messed up. This is our fault. Yeah. Son can blame, you cannot solve some problem, blame father. No. You become that, then you judge him. Here how nicely Prabhupada is saying, apparently appears. This was a bewildering situation. There is a sage, he is completely closed his eyes, how can you see? And here is a king, he is thirsty, he is hungry, he is exhausted. He can expect. As a king, king is considered representative of God also. As a kingdom, he is one representative of God, as pure as God. And he is a pure devotee. How can you treat like that? Pure devotees are not perturbed by all this. We see in Prabhupada's case sometimes, there is an example. Once Prabhupada was on one of his centers, I don't know, in South America or Mexico, I don't know whether I have told it here. And before Prabhupada take his breakfast, he was taken away to some function for preaching. It's a very good opportunity for preaching. Prabhupada went on and on and on, one after another. No breakfast, no noon prasad, no rest, nothing. One after another place is going preaching. And devotees enjoy this thing, preaching, serving Krishna. So Prabhupada gave so much importance to service or preaching, make other Krishna conscious. This pure devotee forgets his bodily demands, rest, sleeping, eating. Of course, like father, like son. Some of the Prabhupada's disciples are working very hard. They are in a responsible position. And we will give example now, Prabhupada's, I'm telling. And when Prabhupada came, it was almost night, past evening even. And then even still people want to see Prabhupada, many people. They want to see, I want to have darshan of that sadhu saintly man. So president, though knows all these things, Prabhupada did not eat morning, seeing Prabhupada's enthusiasm. The Prabhupada, there's so many people who want to see you. You can give little prasadam to them, they will, each of them come and pay you obeisance and have your darshan. First, all right. Prabhupada doesn't talk about, I'm exhausted, thirsty, hungry. This is creativity, by the Lord, Prabhupada is saying. Prabhupada was like so many times. Then, Prabhupada gave him little prasadam, they saw Prabhupada, paid obeisance and so on. Then, president said, Prabhupada, what do you like to eat? Prabhupada said, what is there now? He said, now evening offering. What is the evening offering? Prabhupada, hot milk, some puri. He told Prabhupada, your morning thing there, your breakfast thing is kept, and noon one also. What exactly you want? Prabhupada said, bring that glass of milk, hot milk, milk and hot some blown puri. Prabhupada liked it, I remember. Early days Prabhupada liked blown chapati, blown puri. I loved it. Sometimes he'll say, Krishna is smiling. You see the smile of Krishna. And it's not blown, Prabhupada will get upset, angry. Then leaders have to think, you know, remove that cook, put a hamada cook, let him learn all these things. I remember. Anyway, then Prabhupada took that hot milk and said, bring some sugar and put in the puri some sugar and simply take that. And saying, joking with his president, he said, this is called Krishna consciousness. Work very, very hard for Krishna, day and night. And I take some prasad to maintain your body. So nicely Prabhupada put like, enjoy serving Krishna, day and night, mad after. This is Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. What is the patar? And anybody following, like for a like son, following Prabhupada, one day we can become like that. Actually, sometimes sin. Devotees are so enthusiastic in doing some particular service, a book distribution, sometimes really. They're coming back. So late hours at night. Still now, Sankirtan party, traveling Sankirtan, the boys do sometimes like that. Not in time getting their food or rest or this thing. This is Prabhupada's movement. These were still so many devotees are still in the movement. They're still serving nicely, whether whatever may be their position, designation and role, that by the blessing of Prabhupada, blessing of other Vaishnava, simply reading Prabhupada's books and his teachings, they're trying to mold their life in a way and develop a wonderful character of Vaishnava. Prabhupada said, this movement is meant for building character, ideal person who can teach others. Unless we become ideal, how can we teach others? Unless we set up example, yes, nice person. And how can you change others' heart? We cannot change others' heart. Our heart is changed, we can change others' heart. For that it requires time, it requires practice. It's just washing a coal. To clean the heart is not so easy. To clean the coal is very difficult. To clean the heart also takes time, takes practice. From time immemorial, we are mad after people going, he's going to forest. We're also going to forest of enjoyment. Material world is a forest of enjoyment. Some chapter there, Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are mad after, either gross or subtle. Mostly we are gross after. Gross object. We know what we are after. Each of us can ask myself, ourselves, what I am after, why I did that. If I become a little introspective, we say devotees are decorated all the wonderful qualities. Ultimately, he is that all the wonderful qualities of God, maybe minute portion. As sunlight, sun has got quality of heat and light, and one just a molecule of sunlight overset, like the same heat and light there. So one who becomes pure devotee is as good as God oversight. That is why he is Sakshat Hari. One is taking the role, ideal case is this. If not, then a lot of complication arises. So many problems come. And when a saintly person comes, after that, others have to face these things. Some or other, if they to carry on things, they try, if they are lacking, not deserving person, having the designation of different exalted position, naturally complication comes. And the devotees find it difficult to solve those problems. It is a big test. So, for guidance, the Prabhupada's books are there, previous Acharya's books are there, the purport explaining everything. And you have to take the help. Here is an example. Our Prabhupada is nicely explaining. Though a pure devotee is not supposed to be perturbed, but this is creation by providence. So that he can bring him quickly back to Godhead at the same time create a situation so that other people get receive guidance. We have to face many things. The Srimad Bhagavatam is there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, a day will come, that Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if the whole world, all books are burned, are destroyed, doesn't matter, save and accept one book. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. We may have many problems, question, answer. There are some ideal question and ideal answer. That is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So he will be explaining and reading. We are reading verse, many things sometimes, but we have to digest it. So Prabhupada said, thoroughly reading. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, if somebody say, Bhaktivinoda Sarasvati Thakur, say, I have studied Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, no, you have studied. I have understood. No, it's not so. You cannot finish this thing completely. But by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by the mercy of the Acharyas, if you are surrendered and a service attitude, then they will reveal to you what is Srimad Bhagavatam, what is Krishna, and revealed. And towards solving your problem, the answer will be there for you. So Bhaktivinoda Sarasvati Thakur, reading Srimad Bhagavatam one verse, when he was going to preach, it was one part of Bengal, at present it is called Bangladesh, present Dhaka, took one verse, 3 months, he explained, just that one verse, explained again, in different ways. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took one verse, Atmaram, he's giving 64 or something, 64? Meaning, can you think of? So this is also, Advaita Acharya trying to find meaning of Bhagavad Gita in the light of bhakti. I couldn't do that, he was fasting. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to him, stop fasting, all these things, I'll tell you everything. In the light of bhakti, each verse can be explained in the light of bhakti. Like that. So, we can get everything there. That is why he said, it is to fulfill all your desire, Vedic literature. It's just like a desire-fulfilling tree, Vedic knowledge. Actually, it's true. To person who is deserving. Person. Sometimes we don't deserve, we are not qualified. We cannot penetrate into meaning. So, and the saintly person comes, just like a bird. And the bird is sitting when daddy and mommy will bring food for me. And daddy and mommy come, bird come, bring food. And they know that the birdie, the son, a daughter, whatever it may be, they cannot eat those things. The state it is there. They can eat it, digest it. So according to their ability, they they give so that they can take it, eat it. So they overset the bird, make them into small, 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 small pieces. So the birdie can then eat it. Cook, cook. So different acharyas come, depending on time, circumstances, places, the right purport. Prabhupada is writing purport. It is accepted. All the authorities. Even if Tom, Dick, Harry writes, it won't be accepted. The elephants find us. It is wrong. Wrong conclusion. Prabhupada, no, you cannot. It is in a different platform. Prabhupada once in Regent Park. He was walking, I don't know how they say it. And suddenly, it's a very nice park. He was looking for, always thinking of serving Krishna. This is a good place, we can have our temple here. Prabhupada, this belongs to the Queen, royal family. You see the all around the building, and all belongs to the lords. They're all palatial buildings. Sloane Square, Regent Park, very posh area. Very expensive this time. Doesn't matter, for Krishna, best thing should be given. So, some or other, see whether you can get this land. So he's always thinking how to serve Krishna. He's teaching us every moment. He's training his disciples. In future, they can also be like that. They can teach others. Anyway, when he was walking, I remember there are heaps of ice, snow, heaped up. Maybe last night there was snowfall. And Prabhupada was walking, and Prabhupada said, careful walk, walk carefully. Anytime you can slip, putting your feet on snow, what? Then Prabhupada looked away and said, but I don't sleep. Even I don't see, look at, I don't sleep. Because you are in one platform, I am in another platform. It says in Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanastumam, something like, please correct me if I am wrong, Daiving Pagitinyastita. A Mahatma is acting, whatever he is looking, doing, saying, under the Lord's Daiving Pagiti energy. Appears he's saying, but actually they will be able to make him say, look, like that. We cannot copy that. Neither you can quickly come. Somebody did his past life. Yes, some can. We have to check all these things. And the Bhagavad Gita. So here, Prabhupada is how nicely explaining, so can we can see things in proper perspective. So that others can learn, so that Srimad Bhagavatam is written for the benefit of the mankind, which will bring a revolution, though not put in chronological order. Tad bhava visarga janata go viplava. Viplava means a revolution. It will bring a revolution, though not all these incidents put in chronological order. Just like Narad Muni. When Narad Muni is a little boy, maybe 5 or 8, and Srimad Bhagavatam there. And he was the son of a maid servant. In Chaturmasya time, rainy season in India, usually saintly persons, especially sannyasis, are not supposed to stay in one place long, maximum 3 days or less. But they then stay 4 months in one place and do austerity. This is called Chaturmasya. So many things. Prabhupada made it simple for his devotees. He said, you don't have to do all these things, just don't eat this, this month, next month this, don't take spinach, milk, yogurt, and some type of oud dal. But you work hard, you know. But sometimes you can do some austerity practice. But he gave emphasized, best thing is do Sankirtan, distribute as many books as possible. And thereby please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and get his mercy. Right. Everybody should distribute books, even Pujari, everybody. Nobody should stay in the temple. Once, at least sometime, office, sometime go and distribute books. Early days. So Narad Muni's life You see, when the sages were there, his mother used to serve them. And out of seeing mother serving, he also used to serve them. And he was very attached to them, he was very simple, he was not frivolous, and playing here and there, very gentle, well-behaved. Prabhupada said, these are the characteristics who is going to be a pure devotee. His characteristic. And he, without taking their permission, he used to serve them when they are eating or discussing Krishna, discussing spiritual topics. He will be sitting there and listening. And they liked him. So this is the way to become pure devotee. At that time, by the arrangement of Providence, his mother one day died, bitten by a snake. Naturally, people will think, any other boy will think, this is the only I have got, my near and dear one is my mother. And the Supreme Court took it away. It must be very cruel. But Narada Muni didn't think it in that line. He thought, now here is a chance, I am fortunate. I am being forced, though he is a little boy, he's thinking, I am forced to surrender to Krishna. I am forced. Rather, it's the chance, good opportunity I have come. Otherwise, I was depending on my mother. She is my everything. She was. And he went out alone from the ground and had a. And once he had the darshan of the Lord. And he tried again by doing devotional service. He heard an aerial message. My dear Dada, in this life you cannot see me again. How much you try? This is the decision of the Lord. He is not our servant. Why he did that? To increase his hankering to devotional service. So that he tried as much as possible. The next life, we can see. If Lord wants to appear in front of him, to increase your eagerness towards me, towards devotional service, I just gave you darshan once, then it disappeared. And Narada Muni was in ecstasy. Then without seeing him again, in separation, he wants to again want to see and try. Then he had this aerial message on the heart. Like that. So, though when something like that happens, Prabhupada said, when you cannot understand what to do, then Prabhupada said one place, then you have to accept that Lord has got some plan for me. If you don't hear a real message, what will you do? You have to accept that the Lord has got some plan. We do our devotional service. So this intricate thing, I don't want to comment or say anything, because we don't know. We are here to learn. As long as we live, we learn. And repeat what Guru says. A self-realized soul, or Sadguru says, a liberated soul says. There are different types of liberated soul here. One is 24 hours serving the Lord, free from material desire, designation of, and he is considered pure. And whatever he is supposed to know, he will know by God's grace. Here is, he is called Jivan Mukta. Though he looks like in the material world, but he is liberated. Otherwise, one who is situated in his constitutional position, he is a liberated soul. Muktihi annatha rupam sarupena bhavastiti. Again, another is Rishabhdev mentioned from Upanishad. He said that apapa, he knowingly, deliberately, will never commit sin. Vijighatsa, apipasa, he has no material hankering, no material desire. I want this, I want that. Vijighatsa, whatever he does, never does for his own sense gratification. Bijara, he is free from invalidity, old age, all these things. The body is getting old, but he is like a young man. Devotees are found sometimes like that. He doesn't look that old. I'm working very hard. Common people of his age maybe look very old and become invalid. But though he is getting old, doesn't look like it. He'll work like a young man. Look fresh, bright, fresh, free from tension. Vishoka, he is not overwhelmed by lamentation, though sometimes near and dear and dies, because he's realized that I'm not this body. This is all temporary relation, my dear. But he's not stone-hearted, that doesn't mean. Not stone-hearted. He tells, yes, he died, I'm sorry. He's not overwhelmed. Vimrittu, he can understand gradually, he's going to conquer death. This is his last material existence. If he's completely attached to Krishna, free from resignation, and no material desire, then this life is the end, material existence. He won't get another body, material body, only spiritual body, to the spiritual world. Vimrittu, I say six, two more symptoms. Satya sankalpa, satya kama. Satya kama means he desires same as Lord desires. This is only Lord interest. If it is the desire of the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu won. That we should all preach Krishna consciousness, make pure devotee. He is simply trying. He has no his own motivation other than that. Or his pure devotee, his guru, Sadguru said, he is trying to fulfill that. And Satya Sankalpa, he is a liberated soul. Whatever it is at once, is fulfilled. He is pure devotee. He is liberated soul. One should make spiritual connection, take shelter of a liberated soul in general. Sometimes may not be. He has implicit faith in the words of Krishna. You can also take initiation from him. But in general, Guru should be liberated soul. Supposed to. In general. Scripture says, he's a liberated soul. Or another one is God or incarnations are like that. He does not commit mistake, bhram, pramad. He is not in illusion, liberated soul. He doesn't cheat, I think, I suppose, he never said. And his senses are not imperfect. We don't have that. But we follow someone who has Krishna. One day we become perfect, achieve perfection. And the Vaishnava, Prabhupada mentioned one place, there are extreme definition there. One he says, when you, even among liberated soul, which is very rare, among even liberated soul, many, many, very few, are Paramahamsa. And Prabhupada said, hey, this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for Paramahamsa to relish. I don't know whether you relish. I don't relish. Therefore, Prabhupada says we are reading. This is meant for Paramahamsa. We can relish this thing. So we can understand where we are situated. This is Kali Yuga after all, but still better than those who are gratifying their senses. We are better off, far. At least we don't become hogs, dogs, cats, most probably. Prabhupada made it very easy. He is very kind, pure devotee. So that we can easily finish this life, one life, go back to Godhead. He made the arrangement. We simply have to take this opportunity and facilities and act according to his desire. And we can go back to Godhead, make another ISKCON there in the spiritual. In scripture he said, Jasa, Hamanu Grindham. Lord has got a plan. If I want to give somebody special favor, especially favor somebody, I take aside all his belongings. You know, Prabhupada was penniless, and he went to Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, I can understand Krishna has got some plan. So I'm wholeheartedly working for Krishna. And everything Krishna provided. His books were printed, Back to Godhead magazine, he got money. Books, Srimad Bhagavatam, he has to go back to preach in the Western world. She came. And Prabhupada is praying, my dear Lord, I don't know, you have brought me here. Because that is the instruction of his guru. But he has nothing there to start a worldwide movement. And somebody asks, Prabhupada, you are sick, you are going to America, going back to India for a short while, for a short time, and again want to come. Where will you get ticket, this, that? But he said, Krishna gives, Krishna takes. Krishna brought me here. And Krishna, if you want, Krishna will provide ticket and everything. And ticket came, Prabhupada went. Again Prabhupada came to America to spread Krishna consciousness. We don't have that fate. Some have to some extent. Some have more, less, like that. But we have to go. We have to learn from great acharyas, pure devotees like Prabhupada and other acharyas. And mold our life, and we can become also like father, like son, one day. We can be liberated, we can be pure, we can go back to Godhead. This is my understanding. Prabhupada said, one has to give up all attachment for worldly relations before one is able to go back to Godhead. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said. Prabhupada told many times, you have got iota of attachment, whether gross or subtle. Usually you have got gross, not to speak of subtle things. There is a nice story Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to tell. Once two sadhus are walking by the side of Ganges. In India there are many places of pilgrimage on the bank of the Ganges, Mayapur, Navadvip, and many other up North India, Haridwar, Rishikesh, beautiful. Many people, young boys, girls, they go there in Rishikesh, very beautiful spot. And the Ganges is coming down, strong current, and scenery is nice. Many want to practice yoga, go there. They may not be bhakti yogis. There are many ashrams there, many countries, young boys, girls go. So in India, many sadhu will see. Some may not be exactly like Vaishnavas, maybe taking so many questionable things, which many young boys, girls in these days take. I can smell that. Still now, so the two sadhus going. Winter is coming. It is cold. There it is colder. It was North India, foothills of Himalaya. Himalaya is starting there from there. One sadhu has got a good, there is a saying in Bengali or in Hindi, sadhu ka sambal, lota kambal. Sadhu live with a bare necessities. He just had a water pot, lota, for all purpose, washing hand, washing this, that. And kambal, a blanket. Sadhu ka sambal. Sambal means his property. His property is this and nothing else. He goes everywhere. So he's going. The other sadhu is saying, winter is coming, he has got a good blanket. I don't have. He might have a thin something, quilt. Suddenly, to his surprise, he saw in the river, in the Ganges, something looked like thick, black, pitch black blanket floating down. Oh, here is a chance. Maybe I should get it. Without telling his friend, other sadhu, he jumped in water, swim near that blanket, caught him. But you know anybody? Gone to Haridwar, some of you must have gone to India. Many devotees go to Himalaya, Badrinath, Kedar, you have to pass Haridwar. If you want to see where Sati, Mother Parvati, burned herself, her body, in yoga, meditation. That place, not far from Haridwar, You go down. So Hyderabad is a place famous in India where people from all parts of India and other parts of the world also come. So many things happened there. Lakhan went there. And many, many incidents took place there. Daksha Jagga took place there, not far from Hyderabad. You go a little down there. Ajamil's case also there, maybe. Something happened. Many incidents. You can correct me if I'm wrong. And then he got then his friend saw, hey, what are you doing? It's a strong current. You don't come quick. Something disaster will happen. You will lose your life. Come quick. He's trying. At a point, he's going to a point of no return. So other boys got scared. He said, come quick, quick. Strong current. Sometime ISKCON devotees lost their life, I know. I went there. I heard sometime before, another group of devotees went, before our group went, and one devotee died. So sometimes it may not be very deep. It's just stones are so sharp, you can get stuck, entrapped in the stone. So many stones rolling. You get caught or die there, you won't be able to come to the shore. So strong current, sometimes you can't stand, you'll be carried away, unless you hold some chain. Even holding chain, somebody get pushed out. So strong pressure. I remember somebody in the ghat standing, one lady, huge figure, like an elephant. And she's still powerful. Help me. I'm scared because she's maybe 4 times or 6 times she has got a body much weighter than me. If I tell, I may be carried away. So, yes, hesitating to give my, stretch my hand so that she catch my hand and come. And instead of bringing her from the steps, and I will go down. So I am hesitating, making the decision. Another sadhu saw my state. At once he came. His guy is much stronger. He stretched his hand and the lady cut. The weak body gradually pulled her up. Standing. I was not going down. I was maybe low tide was taking bath. I'm scared, seeing so strong current. Once you miss, you don't know. You can come. You may not be able. Unless you catch another chain and somebody put you. And I, it's happened. Every time I go, this sometimes happens, alarming, a noise. Please, help me, help me. And I lose that chain. Anyway, that guy is same condition, the other guy is shouting, come on. Then he says, I'm trying, trying. Because he's attached to the blanket like thing. Then he says, throw that blanket, come. Then he said, I am trying to get rid of this, but he won't let me go. What? He won't let you go? Actually, this is true. It was not blanket, it was a living being whose covering looked like a blanket. You can guess what it is. It's a bear. And he caught him. He caught him. And he cannot come. So, from this, Bhaktisiddhanta gave this example to teach us that you may be doing devotional service, you may be attracted to something. It could be name, fame, adoration. It looks like you deserve, maybe okay, but inside you search within your heart, you may be like that. It's very difficult to become free and come back to the spiritual world. So as long as you've got an iota of attachment to anything in this world, temporary, whether gross and subtle, subtle means name, fame, adoration, worship, you cannot go back to the future. Come back again to worship, to enjoy anything, and you go nice. So any of us could be carried out of that. It's not easy to become free from adoration, name, and worship. Very difficult. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. They say that this few things can be sometimes possible. Dhana, wealth, attraction towards wealth, money, all these things. We may be free from the attraction, maybe. Then opposite gender, man, woman, attraction is also strong. Dhana, jana. Sundaring is there. Dhana, jana. Jana is to become a leader, big position, everybody is under me, working. A big recognition. like that. Dhanam, janam. Sundari is opposite gender, man-woman attraction. Kavita. Kavita means, direct meaning is poem, song, all this. It means actually, it's like scholarship. Somebody wants to be recognized as, I am a big scholar. I am explaining so many ways, Srimad Bhagavatam. Everybody likes. No. Even more than that, we could be attracted that moksha, getting free from birth and death. Pure devotee doesn't want that. Actually, pure devotee, ideal pure devotee, he simply wants to serve Krishna. But Prabhupada said, in Kali Yuga, we are very fallen. Just try to go back. It's okay. So, Prabhupada told us, so we can have this desire to go back to Godhead. This is our goal. To remind us, Prabhupada make his backbone of austerity is back to Godhead magazine. To remind again and again to everybody, our goal is back to Godhead. We don't belong to this world. Every scripture, old book of knowledge of the world say that, whether Quran, Bible, and Vedic literature, everywhere say that. We don't belong to this world. As long as you've got attachment of anything of this world, you cannot go back to the spiritual world. That is very clear. That is why Prabhupada is teaching all these things again and again, various ways. Again, again, and repeatedly, because it's very deeply rooted within our heart from time immemorial. It takes time. Other thing may be easy, to accomplish something, to become recognized, good speaker, big position, name, fame, adoration. Very good. But if you get enamored by that, you're caught. You're detached from the fruit of that, then it's okay. That is what Prabhupada said. Don't be attached to the fruit what you are doing for Krishna. Leave it there. Simply want to serve him. Sometimes difficult, yes. That is the test. That is the price you have to pay. Though difficult. Because to get highest thing, you have to pay highest price. That is what Krishna wants. Krishna is absolute. He is purnam, complete. He wants complete surrender. And it is difficult. It is difficult in general. So you are practicing. One who achieves perfection, he is sincere, serious, and past tutors, he will go back. It could be anybody. Anybody. Mopping floor to top responsible position, devotee. Anybody. Any ashram. Any designation he has, she has. Jayananda Prabhu. He was not good manager. He did management. He was not something good, anything. But he's 24 hours, all the time working. He has a good soul. Whatever he got, even for his leukemia, and he gave $5,000 in those days, at once gave it to his Sadguru. Again came, again. Prabhupada said, no, spend it for his. No, send it to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, and came to know, he left his body. He wrote a letter, he said, I hope, something like that. Exact word I don't remember. And devotee should read it. Letter Prabhupada wrote for Jayananda Prabhu. He used to build Rasyatta cart. And devotee used to appreciate it. This devotee is very nice. He always doing something. And he got all the good characteristics. Though he is very responsible position, top position in the temple. And he is doing very humble service. Sometimes maybe by cleaning, putting all the garbage in the can. When some guy outside came, he said, where is the in charge? He said, wait. Later on, he didn't tell. And he, after a long time, he said, I understand in the building nobody is there. Is it you in charge? He said, yes. He's so humble, you see. He's got all the good character. That's why Prabhupada said, I hope in this life he's going back to Godhead. And he also said, I want all of you, when you disappear, that day you celebrate the disappearance. You can see, here is one example, the devotee. It doesn't matter who it is. And Prabhupada is saying, he has gone back to Godhead. Of course, I hope, because if you have got any material desire, I think, he will go still very high, far from situation, far from, he just become free from that, and he will go back to Godhead. So here is one example for us, from which we can learn so much, that any of us can easily go back to Godhead, provided we give this price, pay this. Like Jayananda Buddha. And those put his picture in every Rath Yatra, Rath car. Prabhupada recognized him. Pure devotee is always recognized. Somebody is nice to us. See, he has a nice, wonderful character. He is always, see anybody, he is 24 hours engaged doing something, and other devotees see somebody, anybody, he tries to engage him in Krishna's service. And this way, trying to make him devotee. We can learn so much from this. I don't know, what can I say anymore? Any question or comment? I thought I'll finish it 8, now it is 25. I'm sorry. I don't know what I can tell. Just tell what Prabhupada says and what happened, so that we can get the ticket to back to Godhead. Yes?
What about Kripa Siddhi? Is it our only chance to go back to Godhead through Kripa Siddhi?
It's very rare. Prabhupada said about Kripa Siddhi, three types of Siddhi, achieving perfection. Siddha means perfection. So we are doing sadhana, so that you can become sadhana siddha. One is called nitya siddha. There, eternally liberated associates of the Lord come from the spiritual world. And one is kripa siddha. They say in Krishna book there is the example of kripa siddha. And Krishna and his boys, they are hungry. The boys ask Krishna, we want hungry, we want some food. Krishna says, go to the village. The Brahmins there, go and ask them. Brahmin means what he gets, he also gives away. He doesn't keep everything for himself. So they're doing big jagga. Huge they spend. Grains, ghee, throw in the fire. And they are lean and thin. They just live with the benefits of life. A lot of austerity, do mantra, chanting, well-versed in scripture, all these things. But they miss the point. When Krishna went, asked for food, Krishna Balaram and his boys, they say, we are busy, don't disturb. Something like that. Yes. So went back, told Krishna, this happened. Krishna said, now go to their wife. Going to the village and going to the Brahmin's houses. And the wives are there. They say, Krishna Balaram is very hungry. We are also hungry, mother. So can you give us something to eat? I said, oh, Krishna Balaram is hungry. Okay. They found out from the house the best possible things. They say, we'll also go. We want to see Krishna eating. They are very enthusiastic to serve Krishna, to see Krishna happy. Krishna is enjoying, and that is their enjoyment. And this way they achieve perfection. It's called Sangsiddhi Haridrasana. You can please Krishna. Because if you simply give a garland to Krishna, you can see Krishna gives a smile, we achieve perfection. Very simple. And this way, material world, Prabhupada gave an example. Sometimes they don't go to school, college, university. But he may be doing something very wonderful. So some country, university may call him, we'll give you PhD, delete. But he hasn't gone to school. College is university giving. So it's exception. Very rare. So we shouldn't think somehow or other I get Kripa Siddhi. We do our sadhana. By the arrangement of providence, sometimes suddenly if I get, that is very good. You must be most fortunate. This is the rarest of the rare. We should aspire. We should carry on our sadhana. And think I will become sadhana siddhi. Yeah, sorry.
Just there's a conversational letter where Srila Prabhupada would ask a similar question. He said, yes, my kripa is one of the instructions which I'm giving. And if you want to get siddhi, you have to follow me.
Can you listen? As Prabhupada said, my kripa is my instruction. You follow my instruction, you get kripa. And this way you achieve perfection. But in general, that is what he said. This is also I am telling from his writing. But a devotee wants to become kripa siddhi, you know. So Prabhupada said, my instruction also kripa. And this way you get perfection. Follow his instruction. It becomes easy to achieve perfection. Anybody? Yeah.
In the Mahabharata and his stories, we hear about the Kshatriyas who go hunting and they kill some deer or stag or something like that. Does that mean that they're meat eaters?
Some people ask this question. I don't know what Prabhupada wrote, I don't remember. I cannot tell. But I know Kshatriyas are allowed to kill because they practice. You know, they have to fight. And about that Prabhupada's explanation somewhere there. What exactly explanation I don't remember. You have to see, you know.
Mahabharata's one chapter is medical chapter. There is written Kshatriya is allowed to because
he's allowed to gamble, he has to pay pasa, all this. If somebody challenges you, come on for this, he has to accept it. There's a Pandavas play dice. You cannot, you know, withdraw yourself.
Because hunting time is the same risk to give his body. So
I see. Now I will tell only what Prabhupada said. I don't like what Mahabharata said, unless you quote exactly where it is. And if it is, whether it is Vyasadeva's writing, he's a liberated soul. There are so many Rama and Mahabharata in India. Prabhupada once told one of his disciples, why you read all these things? Don't have to read. My books are enough. Read that book, try to understand. The whole life you can finish it. But if you still, you got some, for some reason you have to check Raman Mahat, the original Raman by Valmiki, or original Vyasadeva's Mahabharata. And check it first. Better. You read Acharya's thing, because there are ideal question, ideal answer. You don't have to know all these things. It's for karma kindness, mostly. But sometimes for reference you can check it. So. Mahabharata says Bhagavad Gita is there, that is the essence. Hmm? Why do you have to read Mahabharata? But sometimes research work from it. For reference, any comment, question? So shall we finish it here? Thank you. I don't know what to tell all this. Thank you very much. Okay.